The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the article I wrote entitled Feynman on Definition of Neurosis, which I published on my blog Kol HaSharidim on July 7th, 2021. Feynman on Definition of Neurosis. I came across the following unsourced quotation from Richard Feynman on the internet. Quote, "We cannot define anything precisely. If we attempt to, we get into that paralysis of thought that comes to philosophers who sit opposite each other, one saying to the other, 'You don't know what you're talking about.' The second one says, 'What do you mean by no? What do you mean by talking? What do you mean by you?'" End quote. As a student of Torah, I was born and bred in the tradition of Brisk. The Derech HaLimud learning methodology of my yeshiva is the Brisker Derech, pioneered by Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik and developed by his offspring, most notably Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. This methodology focuses heavily on svara, conceptual definition. My Rebbe wrote a profound essay entitled On Scientific and Halachic Thought, in which he compares the Brisker Derech to the methodology of science. Although there are key differences, the common denominator is the quest for precise, elegant, conceptual definitions. Few people in the last century understood and appreciated science like Richard Feynman, the Nobel Prize-winning theoretical physicist and innovator who also happened to be a highly gifted teacher and lover of knowledge. What then are we to make of his statement cited above, in which he appears to denigrate the search for definitions? Surely he can't actually mean that we cannot define anything precisely. Karen Horney, in Self-Analysis, identifies two distinguishing features of neuroses. Quote, "The outstanding characteristic of neurotic trends is their compulsive nature, a quality that shows itself in two main ways. First, their objectives are pursued indiscriminately. The second is the reaction of anxiety that ensues from their frustration." What Feynman calls that paralysis of thought that comes to philosophers, I call definitional neurosis. The hallmarks of definitional neurosis are 1, the indiscriminate demand for precise definitions, and 2, the reaction of anxiety in their absence. It is true that conceptual definitions are the golden standard of knowledge. However, the nuanced thinker who, quote, "says to wisdom, 'You are my sister,' and calls understanding a good friend," end quote, that's based on Mishlei 7:4, will recognize that the insistence on precise definition can often be an impediment to understanding. This is what Feynman means by paralysis of thought. Ironically, it is often the most highly intelligent people who fall prey to definitional neurosis, obstinately refusing to proceed until every term is precisely defined. Such individuals may fancy themselves the superior Socrates and their partners in conversation the inferior Athenian youths. In truth, Socrates was sensitive to the minds of his students and used questions to move the discussion forward. In contrast, the definitional neurotics fail to notice when their insistence on definition obstructs the pursuit of knowledge. Worse yet is when pseudo-Socratic tactics are used as a psychological defense mechanism, as a means of stifling or evading a particular line of inquiry. There is a time to define and a time to refrain from defining. How does one know when to press for definitions and when to follow the flow of the inquiry or discussion? What are the precise criteria for making such a determination? The precise answer to that question is... End of the article. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.